Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Yeah, there's a storm on the loose. Sirens in my head. Wrapped up in silence, our circuits are dead. Can I decode my whole life's been?
Welcome to this Thursday, October 17th, 2024 transmission. We are only 18 days out from the most important election in world history. And we are 26 days out from the potential shutdown of the number one longest-running pro-human team humanity, pro-God, pro-human transmission in the world. Vaunted. Legend. And it's not about me. It's about the guests, the films, the crew, and everything we've done together. Though, I have been working out quite a bit. An example of how popular freedom is today, I went into a big gym and I tried to go over to a corner and work out. And I had about 6-7 people walk by and come over, black, white, Hispanic, female. And you know what they all said? They said, the legend. Now, that isn't about me. That's about the broadcast, everything we do. But in their minds, after all the demonization and all the attack, I'm being addressed as the legend. Now, how does that tell you the New World Order is doing? And then that explains why they hate my guts so much, because this broadcast, the guests, the crew, everything we've done has achieved folk hero status all over the world. Tucker Carlson and others have told me they'll be in Hungary. They'll be in Germany. They'll be in the UK. They'll be in Russia. They'll be in Japan. They'll be in Brazil. And they see people with InfoWars shirts that are homemade or spray painted on the wall. People come up to them and say, you know Alex Jones. We love you. We love him. Again, that isn't about me. It's about the symbol that I am of a pro-human, pro-God, pro-family populist standing against the establishment, and they've thrown literally thousands of national TV productions and programs, hundreds of documentaries, hundreds of movies, hundreds of thousands of news articles. I mean, some days I don't even do it anymore. I mean, look at it, Google alerts. They would say, you have 14,900 articles. And a few of those lady on the BBC, very lovely lady, very nice. Guess we could get, and it'd be Mr. and Mrs. Alex Jones for real. Both Alex Jones, both Welsh, I guess. I got some Welsh in me. She's pure Welsh. The point is that, you know, maybe 20 of them are about her. You know, how is it, you know, tens of thousands? One time it's like 35,000 articles. Well, that's because every publication in the country at some points when they're given the order to the CIA that has these pre-programmed systems, they would then report the script they were given. And, you know, AP is in every local newspaper, it's in every local TV station, or almost every. So, you know, AP would come out, and it would, it'd be 8,000 AP same articles. That's how you got those numbers, but it would still be hundreds of different ones every day, saying, "I am Satan, I am the devil, I am horrible, I pee on children's graves, I have hundreds of millions of dollars I stole from children, I murdered children, I'm Adam Lanza. I'm racist." None of it works anymore because people know they're a pack of globalist liars. So I thought I'd give you the good news because, again, you're not a public figure, which is great. That is the greatest thing ever, to have anonymity, privacy. People don't know who you are. You're not really getting looked at. It's a very positive thing. But the positive part, there's a lot of negative on being very famous and infamous, as they would have it, notorious is the real word, is that I get to see what's really going on. I'll wear sunglasses and a ball cap if I'm going to be walking a long way through the city, not because I'm disguised, because I'm scared of people, but if I've got places I got to go, or let's say I'm on a news trip, part of the operation, I will wear sunglasses and wear a ball cap because I want to get up at 6 a.m., drink some coffee, maybe go for a five-mile walk. And I can't do it if I don't cover up who I am. I mean, the police stop, the fire department, Amazon trucks, people come out of their houses. I mean, every 50 yards, they run out of restaurants. And then I don't want to be rude and not talk to them, but I'm trying to get my fat ass moving. So you can look at polls and see the world waking up and populists getting elected everywhere and Trump super popular and Elon Musk super popular and everybody else that talks about the New World Order now super popular. Trump's talking about the globalist New World Order openly. But until you actually are on the ground and experience it, you don't realize how popular freedom is. So I don't need to look at polls, even though they show what I just said, to tell you the New World Order is in deep crap. And I guess it really is true what we've done with God working through us, with all the work we've done in the last 30 years, it is legendary. But all glory goes to God. And temporarily, on the ground, with the American people, the credit goes to you. All right, I'm going to move on to the big news here. Because I've given you the good news, and I don't think you just want to hear the good news, do you? I think you want to hear the serious news. And I think most of you, again, don't know everything I'm saying. You don't need me to tell you this, but I've got some angles here and some new developments. The corrupt deep state knows they're cornered. They know they're in deep trouble. That's why I just described how popular freedom is to you, just in case you feel isolated and don't know. Wear an InfoWars t-shirt. Wear an Alex Jones t-shirt. Wear a Trump t-shirt. You'll find out very quickly how popular freedom is. It's an adventure. Just make your own shirt saying, I hate the New World Order, or I hate Bill Gates. You'll probably get your dinner bought for you half the time you go out to eat. By the way, I've talked about this, and people are all over X now because I see it posted, and I've retweeted some of it, going, man, I went to a liberal folk festival, and you know, I would get 10 supports for every ugly layer. Yeah. I mean, it is an adventure to wear a Patriot t-shirt. I mean, I don't just say that. People are like, my God, it is crazy. Wow, somebody just bought my dinner. Somebody just bought me a drink. I was speeding 20 miles over the speed limit. Cop pulled me over, saw my shirt, said, hey, I love Alex Jones. I mean, it's going down. So we are the majority. We have common sense. People don't want to eat bugs. They don't want to live under a world government. They don't want to have their sons castrated and their daughters' breasts cut off. We don't want to be forcibly injected. We don't want human trafficking of sex slave children. I mean, it's really not a surprise that freedom's popular, but that's why they don't want it on the air. But freedom and courage is infectious, and now it's happening. So let me give you the bad news. And of course, I've made 5 films on the subject and written books on the subject, and I would say I'm a leading expert on it because I discovered it from military whistleblowers 27 years ago, 28 years ago, and I became the black helicopter man in the news. That's what they called me. And I just had the military, because I was on the number one talk station in Central Texas, and Fort Hood was listening. Our ratings came in from Fort Hood, number one. And I had Fort Hood military, you know, when I do remote sometimes at Fort Hood for the station, I'd, you know, go to their big convention center thing and they'd have me over there as part of the event. And the military came over and say, hey, listen, we're training to take guns and take on American people. Have you seen this? And I mean, repeatedly, we broke secret documents on air under Clinton and then under Obama and Bush. This is just ongoing. I was at a San Antonio gun rally 10 years ago, 11 years ago. And they go, hey, we're with Army Intelligence. Here's a secret document. It's not out yet. And it was Obama preparing civil internment camps and used the term re-education. They used the Soviet term. And the public's like, that can't be real. And it got some coverage. And then 2 years later, the Army declassified. Just type in Obama U.S. Army re-education camp document. And you'll get the Army document on the Army website. And I mean, and look, I get it back then that Obama was creeping around trying to get the military ready for re-education camps. And then, of course, people, 2 weeks ago, I saw Elijah Schaefer found a news article with a link to the Department of Defense website saying that the military has been directed by the executive branch and put out a memorandum to prepare for domestic operations, civil unrest, martial law, killing U.S. citizens. I've gone over the document probably 10 times since then, but it got no traction. I mean, yeah, maybe a million views on my coverage of it on X. Millions heard it here. But nobody else picked it up. And that didn't happen yesterday. Suddenly, all the other patriots, but kind of patriot-like, picked it up, ended up on Fox News. It trended top of X and a bunch of other places as the top trend. Biden-Harris administration's authorization of military force against Americans. And my point is multifaceted there. Why wasn't that big 2 weeks ago when Elijah Schaefer was the first person I saw break it and link to it? I said, hey, Elijah Schaefer broke this. This was signed weeks ago. That was weeks then, so it was about a month ago now. I mean, why isn't it bigger when I say it or Elijah Schaefer? You could go to the Army's website, the Pentagon website, and read the damn thing. We link to it. I mean, it's not like we're making it up. But still, it's like, well, that's Alex Jones. I mean, that's Elijah Schaefer. I mean, we're not quite sure about that. You know, here's 15 studies on atrazine attacking mammals, fish, birds, amphibians, and destroying their fertility and turning the majority of them homosexual. Well, that's Alex Jones. We're not going to look at the study in university. And you scroll down in the document. There's a link to it right on Infowars.com. That's from October 8th. But we've been writing about it ever since it broke 2 weeks ago. DOD Directive 5240.01. And go to page 13. The directive.